Blog Talk Radio.
Be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough, be enough.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to Monday, and happy Monday it is. Welcome to the Venus and Velvet Radio Show. My name is Toray, and I'm not Venus, but people do call me that, so I'm okay with that when that happens. So, welcome to Which Way the Wind Blows. And if you live in Florida like I do, Florida, sunny Florida with the beaches and the sand and the sea, and the hurricanes happen. So we had quite the storm. We were almost in the eye of the storm. We just came very close, folks. And I am always sending out light and protection to all of those East Coast states right now because they are not through with all of this. This was a huge, huge storm. So I did some protection. And we're going to talk about protection and when weather comes and also protection about when shifts in your life happen and how to take care of yourself, how to surround yourself in that energy of protection and shielding. A lot of people, when they embark on a mystical journey or a spiritual journey, they want to learn all of the stuff all at once. And I say, first of all, what do you know about protection? What do you know about shielding? There's the big silence in the air. So all I can tell you is when the wind blew my way, I was protected and shielded. So we'll talk about some of the things that I did and I did for my neighbor who's a wonderful neighbor for me, and I want to hear some of your thoughts as well. If you have something that you use for protection and how you protect your home or yourself and so on. And I'd also like to say a happy Thanksgiving to all my Canadian listeners out there. Happy Thanksgiving, eh? Okay, so, I had to throw that A in there. Anyway, yes, happy Canadian Thanksgiving. And today, of course, is Columbus Day in the USA. So we're hoping that you are honoring ancestors and celebrating and, you know, which way the wind blew when Columbus came to the United States. When he founded a great opportunity here and went back and told a lot of people and as of, 1776, you do the math, but 200 plus years here, we're going strong. So welcome you all to call into the show tonight at 646-727-2585. And I am going to take our first caller before we go into the calendar and all these things and more about that. We'll take a call. Caller in the 216.
Oh.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Sharon. How are you this evening?
Okay, Sharon. And how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. Nice day off. It was Columbus Day holiday.
Yes, it was. And so what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want to, I'm looking to change career directions. And I was wondering, when you see me getting an offer, I actually have an interview tomorrow, or Wednesday, excuse me.
Hmm. Okay, so not tomorrow, but Wednesday. All right. I keep saying, and I'm not using cards, I'm just going in with my visual energy here with you, Sharon, by the sound of your voice. I keep seeing a lot of confusion all of a sudden. Like wherever you're going for this interview, it seems it's very busy, okay, or very hectic with phones and people, because that's what I'm getting first and foremost.
It's downtown.
Okay.
It's, yeah, there's tons of people.
All right. Well, but I'm in that location itself right there. I see that. The next thing I see, and I want you to be careful, and this is why it's such an interesting topic, which way the wind blows, about protecting or shielding yourself.
Uh-huh.
I want you to be quiet, to stay quiet and calm while you're in the waiting area before your interview, okay?
Okay.
The reason being is I feel like someone else is trying to pick up all your little pointers or your hints or your tips or anything that of that nature in your conversation. So you best
body
keep
language.
Your conversation very little, very light and very little.
Okay.
As you go in further, I see through the next door, I feel like somebody wants to throw you curveball questions too. Okay? So just prepare for that. And I just say before you go in, put up your energy of prayer and ask for a lot of assistance to stay calm and pleasant and excited. Like enthused, I want to say enthused is the word here. But if you can do that, my guide keeps saying stay positive. The surroundings, you will take note as you leave because you will not know anything right away. But you will take note as you leave some of the demeanor within the staff or something. I keep seeing you looking over. There's like desk area. It's someone at a reception or some kind of place where people are met with one of the resumes and whatnot or the information for appointments.
Okay.
But just take note of what transpires in conversation and just put that in your back pocket. My God says the choice will really be yours, okay? So you have to make that call whether this is really the job for you. But I know that you will ace this, but it's a matter of you making that decision. So I want you to put your shield up of white energy around you as you are waiting to go into those doors as well. And take
extra
precaution.
Okay. Do you feel I have a good chance then?
Yes, I do. And I want you to take extra precautions that day to not be in a hurry or rushed on your way there. Give yourself ample time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, do you feel me landing a job by the end of by November?
Oh, my guide says you're going to be employed. Don't worry about that. But it's at your choosing. And I got my spiritual chill as I say that. So be good with that.
Thank you.
Be strong and be punctual, be prompt, and giving yourself a little extra breathing time and shield up.
Yeah, because I'm going from work. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just shield up a little bit around you with what's going on around you when you get there. Okay?
Thank you.
You are very welcome, and I wish you many blessings and great gusts of luck.
Have a nice
evening.
All right,
buddy. You too. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, that was our first caller, Sharon. And I know that times are what they are, people. Not every situation is an easy one that I listen to. Some people are going through major life shifts and the wind blows this way and that in their life. But one thing to remember is to stay strong, to stay steady. I don't believe in buying into fear. Others, okay? And there, I see all that bothersome energy. And I know that we all have work to do. We all have a mission. But I don't like to see anyone who throws negative, sort of like a monkey wrench into people's energy before their big moment. But I'd like to welcome everyone who's in chat. Hello. Hi, Dream Master. Just saying hello, and I do check in, pop in on the top, into the chat, not the talk, the chat, a few minutes here and there over in the side window. And, yes, grounding is so important. Now, here's what I was doing in the storm, actually pre-storm. So just to let you know, I am a homeowner, and I've had my home for quite a long time. And, we were cleaning a lot in that time because we were bored and just kind of waiting out the storm. But before that was in the interim. But beforehand, I took rock salt, or sea salt rather, excuse me. It looks like big chunks of rocks, okay? So sea salt is much bigger, much more potent, and it's a stronger measure of energy. As you salt around your property, around your car, your driveways, and so on, I even salted around the trees because I have some older trees in the area. And, you know, some people saw me doing my thing, and I was doing my prayers as this went on. And I tell you what, I don't care what they thought. I have no concern of what other people's thoughts are about me because, you know, I've been in my home a long time, and I've seen storms come and go. So when it was all over, here's what happened. You know, and somebody actually naysay me on Facebook. Oh, yeah, it's a bunch of hooey. Like, how did you get to be my friend? I'm thinking, I pretty much know either musical or spiritual people or family. That's it. That's who I know. And that's who I connect with and bond with. So I just finally had to delete all her negative comments. But I just, you know, I did that, and I wrote back, and I said, here's what happened. People cross the street, no power. No power for a couple of days. People around the corner, tree went down, big split. One tree across the road, the first road into my neighborhood, down across the road. You know, I'll tell you something. The thing that you want to remember is, you know, I did this for my neighbor as well because I care about my neighbors. And, you know, if anyone projects negativity, that's their karma. That's their baggage. That's not mine. So I went on and I did this, and we had power, water, and the whole works. And also during this time when the wind was shifting here and there, I remained calm and I put a little video out and said, try to do things like read, listen to your favorite music, grounded, stay relaxed, breathe and sing and do those kind of things. And what I did some work was, what I did was also I cleaned. I went into my linen closet and I organized everything and I cleaned and cleansed. And then I went into my bedroom and my master closet and started purging there. And I just figured, well, you know, I'm not saying the wind will blow down on top of my home, but it's nice to know what it is that I really want to have in my life and what I don't need anymore. So I see a yard sale in my future. Okay, well, anyway, we're going to take a little break and talk about the calendar and some great events coming up. And yes, for those of you who do Universal Studios and Halloween Horror Nights, I'm out there right now. So tomorrow I'll be at Universal Studios, and then Wednesday at Luna Soul Esoterica in Sanford. And then we do a little music, we do some other things, we come back, and then we're getting ready for the Witch's Ball next weekend. If you can believe it, it's just 11 days away. I can hardly wait. I got my purple on, sisters and brothers. So I'll be right back after this little break. Belly dance, belly dance. Well, I'm going to tell you a great belly dancer and friend of mine. Her name is Suspira from Orlando Belly Dance, and she is offering up a troupe of her great belly dancers for the Witch's Ball, and they're doing a couple of performances, so you know, you definitely need to get your tickets if you haven't already. Go to venusinvelvet.com. There's a page devoted to the ball. Every year I post new information about the ball. Wear your best purple. We're having all kinds of fun and contests and great food and beverages and vendors and readers. The great Anne Mora will be reading, and as well as Amy Darkling. We will have Hannah. Just so many great things. I am your mistress of ceremonies, of course, DJ and all, and performance. We'll be having some really great ritual, too, with Kelly Johnson, who is a shaman, a healer woman, midwife, and, you know, she's going to do this great ceremony with Big Thunder. Her thunder is her big drum, and she's going to do the directions and bring in helpers and colors for healing in all directions. And right now, with the people in Haiti and so on, I'm telling you, we all need to send healing out there. It's very important. So looking forward to that. And let's see, what else is going on? Okay, well, if you want to call into the show, just want to remind you, 646-727-2585. So, yes, I'll be at Luna Soul on Wednesday in sessions, private sessions, most of the day. So just message me if you'd like to have a session. I have my first one at noon. So I'm kind of a noon reader down, that kind of energy. It just suits me better for time to align myself. So saying about Suspira and Orlando Belly Dance, I'm so proud of her. She has on Roku, there's a channel called We Belly Dance. And she and her husband are doing an interview about the art of belly dance and the history and so on. And her name is Suspira of Orlando Belly Dance. So if you go to your Roku and look up the We Belly Dance channel, you're going to see also some amazing dancers and a lot more maybe you didn't know about belly dancing. It is one of my favorite forms of dance, by the way. So protection, we're talking about that, which way the wind blows, anchors. I was speaking with a mystical friend of mine, a spiritual friend of mine, and she was asking me what crystals did I have lined up in my home. Well, I said, I have these big clusters and also like sea coral and big, huge chunks of stones, and I put them in doorways. They anchor my doorways with these big stones. I put them like anchors right next to the door frames. So another thing that I do is there's sweetgrass. We always tack that over the doorway, a little blade sweetgrass. That is helpful. If you're lighting candles or incense, I got to tell you, there's so many herbs and incenses you could use for protection. It just depends what you're gaining protection for. I myself am always connected with, a saint candle for a storm or anything like that to keep us protected. And you can use just a lot of different things. I'm trying to think. Okay, so you can use bamboo, or you could use basil. That would work. Cedar. I'm always into lavender, of course. That's the highest vibration. Lavender is really a great incense, a great herb. What else do I use? Sometimes I use a little bit of mandrake. Mandrake is excellent for protection. That is also a wonderful thing to mix in with your oils for protection. There are things even in teas that you can use, and garlic, you can use that. There are many things that I like to use a specific number when I'm working with the energies in protection. black and white is a good connection also with candles. And I envision like the storm being the black, and then we are the white energies, and pushing that storm outward into the sea and keeping them far away from each other. So, you know, separating them further and further away as you light these candles. So you're removing the negativity. I do believe in promoting the energy of visualization. So as you light incense or candles or whatnot, just remember, if an odd number works for you, like 3, 5, 7, 9, use it. Whatever works best in your feel, your energy, your vibration, that's what I say. And I surround myself in white light. And I invoke also saints and angels and gods and goddesses. And I leave fear outside of the door. And I protected my trees, and thank goodness I did, because it showed. And I brought all my plants in, away from my doorway, out of the front area. We all did so much to prepare, you know, enough water, enough food, et cetera, enough animal, pet food. So please always remember, just keep a healthy backstock for your animals. And, you know, I can go without a meal or two if I need to. But, you know, it's the animals that have no choice in the matter. And if you have children, think about their needs. Don't ever try to stick out a storm with your children. We had one foolish family do that, and it was awful. That was in St. Augustine. So when we turn the tides of negativity and bad weather, we envision invoking our ancestors or the gods and goddesses and bringing that light forward and saying, send that out, sweep that out, and push it away, far, far away. You know, I'm pretty grateful that I did not have the damage that some homes had. And, you know, it's like I said, the storm is really not over. It's brewing around along the coast and going higher and higher and further up. So always send out lots of protection for even people in our country who are in need, and those who are across the way, even in the Middle East right now. Send out protection to them and blow out that negativity with your mind, with your breath even. Just breathe it out. And staying grounded is very important. So I did this little video, and what I had said to everyone on the video was, if you have moments of stress or anxiety, remind yourself the okay sign. You know, everybody knows what that is. The first finger and thumb pinched together, and then the other fingers extended upward, like, or curved even. Oh, I'm okay. It's okay. We're all okay. That's all we need to do. You know, we can practice that energy for other things too. For any time stress comes around, or even if you're having anxiety over people coming to see you or visit with you, family, because we know the holidays are coming, and they're right around the corner. So I want you to remember that. Shield and cleanse and clear and protect your home. Protect yourself. And if discussions get all heated up or somebody brings up a sore subject, you know, just remember, I'm okay. And you just push it away. You blow it away. And you can walk away. You don't have to stand there and endure that storm. Because, as I said, that is somebody else's negativity. Maybe that's just not the time and they don't know it. So many times if you just turn around and walk away and walk into the next room, kind of shuts them up, doesn't it? You know, you're just blowing them off. So use your kitchen witch skills and your, you know, your spiritual time for yourself, and shield and protect in all storms in life, not just of the physical nature, the emotional or the spiritual ones. Know that you will survive and endure everything in your lifetime, at least somewhere along the lines, and it's up to you on how strong and shielded and how grounded you are. So I really think that's going to be our show tonight. We may end a few minutes early. That's okay too. I just want you to be safe out there when storms come. Know that it's, you know, our hurricane season started a little later this year. But you know, now it's starting to cool down, and that makes a huge difference if you live, when you live near water or around water. But we have the winter storms to think of. So those of you who are listening in the cold areas of the country, remember that you can do things to shield and ground and protect yourself and keep yourself safe. I wish you all the best tonight and many blessings to you. And if you're in the Central Florida area, come and check me out sometime at one of my locations. You can go to the calendar page on venusandvelvet.com. You can also join me on Facebook, my fan page, venusinvelvet.com, and Psychic Toray for Instagram and Twitter. I look forward to seeing you and hearing from you next week. I'm getting excited. It's fall. The weather is cooling down. It's beautiful. Enjoy it. Take in nature and give yourself permission to stay focused and grounded and to blow away negativity. I leave you that with peace and light and love and many blessings. And I'll talk to you soon next week. Namaste.